There ain't a thing that she don't like about her that I ain't already falling for. And every time she finds an imperfection, it only makes me want her more.
Ever. What's up, y'all? My name is Chris Farrar. I'm hanging out with Donald Jenkins with Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. Hope you enjoy our little show here today.
And then, like, you meet him for the second time, you're like, I kind of feel like family. I mean, I'm not, but that's kind of how y'all make others feel.
Sure.
That makes sense, which is the cool part.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Meet you once and you're already an old friend.
I like that. Chris Farrar, thanks for coming back.
Man, thank you for having me back. This is, I feel like I was just here.
Hey, don't blink.
Right?
If you blink, literally like 5 years will go by.
Right. And all of a sudden I'll be back and I'll have gray hairs in my beard and you won't even know me anymore.
Yeah, but I feel like gray's going to be like sexy on you. So you're good. You know, you're going to age well.
Thank you.
So let's look forward to that.
I appreciate that.
That way we don't really dread it. We look forward to it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. See, women, when their hair goes gray, they get all self-conscious. But men, you just got to embrace that salt and pepper.
You know, there's not really, you can't do anything about it.
No. Right?
Might as well enjoy
it. One of my best friends started going gray in college and now his hair is silver. It is the color. It is the color of the Red Bull can that you are drinking. Mm. And he pulls it off. He looks awesome. He is styling and profiling everywhere he goes.
I tell people all the time that regardless, and we all have insecurities. I don't want to get into all that. But sure. What I tell people is like, whatever you're, if you'll just own it.
Yeah.
It's actually hot.
Yeah.
Whatever you think is not hot, just own it.
As long as you own it. Confidence is the sexiest thing that anybody can wear.
Yeah.
If you want to dress a certain way, do it. You want to do a certain thing, do it.
But don't do it halfway thinking maybe shoulda. You got to own it.
You got to own it. Because if there's any of that doubt, that's where the insecurity comes out. And
it shows.
And then it shows. And then you lose. You think Prince is Prince because he had doubts in what he wore?
Right.
Or, you know, rest in peace that he
right.
Prince was Prince. No. Prince owned it. I am Prince and I am me and that is what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Worry about why you're worrying about what I'm doing.
That's right.
Amen.
But it goes back to where we started is like, if you're going to blink and 5 years is going to go by anyway. And really, whatever you do now is not going to matter in five years.
Right.
So you just do it.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm starting this podcast and some other stuff. It was just like, if I don't do it now, 5 years will go by and I'll go shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your words of wisdom from me today. If you have a passion or a dream that you're thinking about, the best time to start is
right now.
Right now,
mm-hmm.
Like you're finishing my sentences now.
Right, my God, it's like we're the same person.
It's kind of like we're connected. Well, I have questions this time around, Chris. That well, get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
Or most, I actually ask all my guests these questions, so. It's funny to compare kind of notes, but it really is for the audience as much as it is for, you know, entertainment. And then I hopefully have you play another one of your hits collecting dust.
Sure. I will be more than happy to do that.
Awesome. Well, all right. So these three questions, very, very pretty much like they're not circumstantial.
Okay.
They are factual, but they just very real, okay. Right? In other words, I don't know how, if you can answer this, but if you could have coffee with yourself right when you started music, not at 3 years old.
Okay.
When you
wow, you good memory.
I know. You went National Anthem. Yeah. Can't forget. Come on. But you told me the date last time.
You're September 12th, 2012.
And that's usually when you know, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a stake in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
That was my first day. For anybody who didn't hear the last podcast I was on, September 12th, 2012 was my first day as a full-time musician. I had quit my job and I was pursuing this as a career 100%.
Awesome. Well, if you are that person listening, pursuing music, and even if it's not music, maybe it's something else.
Sure.
But knowing what you know now, I mean, we're 4 or 5 years into it now, right?
Yeah.
So knowing what you know now, if you could go back and talk to that Chris on 2012, what would you tell yourself?
God, what wouldn't I tell myself? I would say, be prepared, because you're gonna grow as much as you even could have dreamed you were gonna grow as an artist, as a performer, as a person. And I would say be prepared for hard times, because to really go for a dream, to really be unapologetically driven to pursue something, hard times are gonna come. You're gonna be you're going to be homesick. You're going to be poor. You're going to be struggling. You're going to not know where your next meal is going to come from. You could end up even homeless. I mean, I almost was. And so those are real moments that happen in this industry or in the pursuit of a dream, that the struggle is real. Mm. And just to not get distraught by it and to not let it weigh you down, and to not, if you are truly passionate about something, you will find a way to fly. You'll find a way to jump off that cliff, and you'll learn how to fly before you hit the ground. Yeah, that's probably what I would tell myself, is to just be ready for that, because that's heavy.
Right.
That's those kinds of things. When life knocks you down and it keeps you down, and you don't know when up is going to happen again, it's very easy to revert back and to curl up into a ball and say, okay, I guess this is not for me.
Right.
But if you really push it and you really go for it, then
the struggle is worth it.
Then the struggle is worth it. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
And would it really be worth it if there wasn't a struggle? I guess that's the question.
I mean, the best things in life aren't easy, right?
Right. Like,
you know, the best things in life aren't free, and success and what is it? I'm forgetting the quote, but there's no such thing as luck. It's opportunity meets preparation meets opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's how you succeed. And so, you know, just always hustle. And actually one piece of advice that was given to me was always hustle, always grind, because if you're not, somebody else is. And when it comes down to getting to the finish line, they're going to beat you there. Mm. And that's it. You know, just when you don't feel like going out and networking, when you don't feel like writing that next song, when you don't feel like getting up out of bed and going to do whatever is going to help you get to the next step, you have to keep doing it. You have to keep going for it, because if you don't, somebody else is going in. They're going to beat you there. It's you don't want to wake up tomorrow and wish that you did yesterday.
Yeah.
What you could have done.
I mean, that's great advice. Corey Crowder put it a little differently, but the same. He's on episode one, if you guys haven't heard it, but he talking about there's no luck. He said, there's never really one big break. Mm-hmm. It's like a million little breaks that, you know, may turn into what looks like to everybody else,
sure,
the big break,
mm-hmm,
but that never happens without the million little ones.
Well, yeah, they say Nashville is the town of the 10-year overnight success story. You know, it takes you 10 years to be an overnight success.
Right.
You know, you're in this town hustling and grinding and writing and putting all the work in and networking and meeting people and forging relationships and all of that work goes in, and you know, it's like for me, I mean, I've been a full-time musician now for 4 years. I was in a band back in Boston for 3 years. And so, I mean, if you put all that together, that's 7 years of me chasing down this dream and 4 years of it being my full-time commitment.
Right.
And I don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring, you know, like tomorrow I could get a phone call that somebody's cutting one of my songs and then my life changes. I could get a phone call that says, you have a record label knocking on your door. And, you know, that could be, you never know. You don't,
right,
you don't know when that happens. And that's the best part. That's, you know, the scary and best part about this is that, right, it's so exciting. Cause you're like, well, I don't know if it's going to happen today, but you know,
but
it could, you never know.
Yeah. Wow. It is uncertainty, I guess. And without it, I don't know if it would be that exciting.
Sure.
So it's like this bittersweet.
That's how it becomes monotonous.
Yeah.
I think that's safe to say, is if everything is just handed to you.
Yeah.
If it's just, if everything is not, quote, you know, for lack of a better term, scripted, and everything is just boom, 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 boom. And then that's when it becomes monotonous. Then there's no creativity, right?
Mm-mm.
There's no hustle. There's no wondering, I wonder if this is going to happen today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great advice. Well, that was advice to yourself.
Yep.
What about the best advice someone else has given you?
I got two. Can I give two?
Let me check with the judges. Judges?
We're getting thumbs up from the judges.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, two, okay. You can do.
So the first one I'll say is, it's more of a personal one. And this was given to me by my best friend's older brother. And he said, always hold yourself to a higher standard, because when you point the finger at somebody, there's always three fingers pointing back at you. So if you go like that, if you point your finger the way that, you know,
that's
normal
right.
people point a finger like a gun, there's your pinky, your ring finger, and your middle finger all pointing back at you. So you have to hold yourself to a higher regard.
Oh, wow.
So that one I try to live life by that one. And then the other one is from a business standpoint. It's worry about the outcome and the income will take care of itself.
That's good.
Mainly, you know, basically saying if you love what you do, then you'll never work a day in your life and you'll figure out a way to make money doing it. And if you worry about what the end goal is and you continue to strive to get to that,
yeah,
then the income will take care of itself. It may not happen, as we've said, it may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow, but
you'll
figure out a way.
I had a manager one time say it this way, that, you know, when you quit chasing the money will chase you, which seems easy, right? But it's not.
No.
Because, I mean, we all have to make money. We have to survive.
Sure, yeah.
But it's kind of like trying to put you in the right mind frame of like, quit focusing on the money or the fame or whatever and focus on you and what you're trying.
Well, if you wanted to get all, you know, all, I don't know what the right word is, worldly or universal or whatever you would describe this viewpoint as, what is money?
Right.
Know? Like if you think about it that
that's
way,
a different
know,
podcast,
that's a,
by
that's
the
a
way.
Totally different podcast. That's a totally separate channel on iTunes. And that's we're not even in that. But you know, but if you really kind of sit back and you know, you think about, you know, who was it? Bob Marley. He was asked, you know, somebody asked him if he was rich, and he said, "What is rich? What is rich?" And they said, "Do you have possessions?" And he's like, "That's not rich. Mm-hmm. My life is rich because I have good people around me and I have all these things." Now, mind you, of course, we live in a society where you have to make money because that is the only way that you're, unless of course you're a farmer, you can grow your own crops and you can have your own cows. And I don't know how to do that. So that
you still have to pay property tax.
Exactly. Right. In some way they grab you and you can't barter with a goat anymore. Like around here, you can't do that.
I tried. It didn't work.
Tried to pay your rent with a goat. Here, take my goat and its milk. This is good for 2 months rent.
Well, I am from South Alabama, so I
don't know if you know. Okay. So then you got that in your blood then. But you know, but that's the truth. You know, you have to make money in order to live, in order to have food, in order to get from A to B and to get places, and that's always a struggle. It's hard. It's hard when that becomes the focus. And because it is stressful. God, when you don't have money, when you have to make money to have no money, like you are so in the red that you have to make money to have no money.
To still be in debt.
Yeah. to not even break even, you gotta make money. Like that's a struggle. That's hard. That's enough to knock a lot of people into a different world. So that's for me, that's always been kind of, you know, that's been my driving force is, you know, worry about the outcome, the income will take care of itself, and just continue to pursue that dream unapologetically.
Yeah.
And go for it because you'll figure out a way to do it and be successful.
You'll make it happen somehow, right?
You have to.
You have to. You actually, there's only one other alternative.
Yeah.
And we don't like that one.
No, so. We definitely don't like that one.
Right.
We won't, that's another podcast.
Total separate podcast. Total separate.
We're plugging so many other people on this.
I know. Thing. I need to start networking with other hosts. All right. well, that's great. Two pieces of advice. You cheated, but we gave you two of them.
The judges said it was cool.
Yeah, so, it's all right. Yeah. You're fine. All right. We'll finish this statement, Chris. Okay. If you really knew me, you would know
that I am obsessed with Cheez-Its. Is that the answer we're looking for? Or we're looking for something more like more emotional or something more deep than that?
There's actually no wrong answer. All so right. That's
if you really knew me, you would know that I have an absolutely absurd obsession with Cheez-Its.
So the only reason I said that, or kind of blank, it's my own little game here that I try to guess kind of what you're going to say.
All right.
And not exactly, but just maybe like the genre, that like just in the area.
Sure.
Can I just say I was nowhere close?
what were you thinking I was going to say?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that because that's like projecting my feelings or whatever on you. I'm not doing that to you.
Okay.
This is not about me, Chris.
Sure.
This is about you.
It's about me.
All right, Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its.
So, because it's a daily thing or you're like, no, I just can't. I mean, I've heard Oreos before. I had an obsession with Oreos. But
truth be told, if I tend to be a talker, as you have confessed as well. If there's ever a time where I need to shut up, you just have to hand me a box of Cheez-Its and a cold can of Coca-Cola. Those two things.
You're giving away secrets now.
Listen, it's okay. I'll give away those secrets because that makes me a happier person. Because then I get Cheez-Its and I get my can of Coke. Like, I have no problem with that.
I'm getting so much. If you've heard Drew Dixon's episode, his is Little Caesars.
Oh, the Hot and Ready. That's right. I did listen. I actually, it was funny because I'm friends with Drew down because we hang out down at South.
Yeah.
In town, and I was like, when is the next time I'm going to see him? Because I would love to just roll up with a Hot and Ready pepperoni pizza and just be like, "Hey, man, sweet podcast," and just hand him the pizza and just put a big old smile on his face, because that's the way I like to live my life. I like to live life by, what's the quote? The quote is Ralph Waldo Emerson. To know that even one person. One life has breathed easier because you have lived. That's to have succeeded.
Oh.
And that's
all right. I'm going to have to write all these down.
You should. You don't have to. It's on the podcast.
But that's actually true. I can listen to my... Perfect.
Right.
I knew I was smart by recording this.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks. Well, I usually tell you when this episode will publish, but if for whatever reason I don't, and people randomly just start walking up and giving you a box of cheese,
I'm going to know.
You're going to know.
I'm going to call you and be like, dude, how come you didn't tell me that you launched this? You said you were going to.
Well, you can't be mad at me because you're going to be getting free Cheez-Its.
And I won't be mad at all.
Right.
I know that. I'm going to be the happiest. But just thank you so much. What is... Cheez-Its?
Hey, this podcast may have taken a whole new turn. I really thought it was going to be about showcasing a lot of the great songs out there that for whatever reason haven't been cut. I may have started my own nonprofit of feeding musicians.
Feeding struggling musicians.
Like every writer and artist that comes in is going to now say, if you really knew me, I love, and they're going to go,
I love
Subway 6-inch set. And so now everybody's going to come in.
If you really knew me, you'd know that I like petite filet mignon cooked medium rare with mashed potatoes and green beans.
They're all just going to put in their order. Hopefully, like, people that listen to this are going to go, hey, Chris, I know Chris. Tell you what, Chris will talk to me if I just bring him Cheez-Its.
Let me just bring him Cheez-Its. That's how we're going to make this happen. That's so funny, dude. That's great.
Every time I do, we come up with like a new plan of what should happen.
Sure.
I had Drew's whole like marketing plan with Little Caesars, like on this podcast planned out.
That's awesome. I guess if I were to give a deep answer and not go the Cheez-Its route, if I were to give a deep answer, if you really knew me, you would know that I try to make people happy every day. I try to put a smile on at least one person's face every day. It's not difficult to be nice. Mm. It is, and my mom always said, you get further with honey than you do with vinegar.
Mm.
And it's not hard. It's not hard to say please and thank you and to say you're welcome and to have a smile on your face and to treat people right.
Right.
And that's one of the main things I love about moving to Nashville is that's Southern hospitality.
Mm.
You know, it's Southern hospitality is a real thing. And yes, it's a little bit. I was talking to this guy who was cutting my hair, and I was talking about how Southern hospitality is a real thing and how people like it's a slower, more appreciative way of life. Because I'm from just outside Boston, so up there the weather is really harsh. You get snow, you get hurricanes, you get a little bit of everything up there, and you have that city life, and you're in that kind of metropolitan area, and at the span from Boston to New York. And even into New Jersey and Philly, like it's just, we get to travel so much. I get to see all these people and God, it's where I'm from. But people are a little bit harder. They're a little bit faster. If you're in my way, then you're in my way and I'm not happy about it. And down here, it's a little bit slower. It's, oh yeah, we'll get it. We'll get to it. Don't worry about it.
Isn't that strange though?
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder like why that is, but I think you hit the nail on the head just with your adjectives. I think it's just a faster pace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
There's everybody's kind of crammed in. God, New York is the most populated city. I don't know if it's in the world, but it's definitely in the United States. It's just, there's like, I think I read it. It was like 20 million people crammed into New York.
It's overwhelming.
That's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And so there's so many people and there's no time.
That's it. There's not enough time.
There's not enough time.
Probably to be nice.
And that was what the guy said to me. He was like, he said, you know, you take your time and you're like, all right, I'll get my milk eventually. I'll get my milk. And up there, I don't have time to take my time. I got to get my milk now, because if I don't get my milk, somebody else is going to get my milk.
Right.
And meanwhile, down here, they're like, oh, it's fine. My neighbor's got milk and they'll give it to me. So I'm okay. I don't have to go do this today. Everybody down
my
here.
My neighbor actually has the cow that produces it. We got time. Right. It's not a big deal.
But don't let him sell it to somebody, because if he tries to sell it to somebody, then because they need rent.
that goes back to the what is money thing, right? But
what is money?
That's funny. God, well, that's good. And you, guy, you hit. There's a lot of nuggets in like that last 10-minute section that you just said. One that
I love nuggets.
I either use it nuggets or juice. That's okay. That's what I call
nuggets.
Like,
is a good one. Okay. I had dinosaur chicken nuggets for dinner last night with tater tots. Don't laugh. It was delicious.
And the next podcast I'm going to refer to you is the diet, how to eat healthy right now.
How to eat when you're poor.
What? Your diet right now consists of Cheez-Its and nuggets.
Cheez-Its, chicken nuggets, and tater tots.
Not real sure if that hits all the food groups, but.
Cheese, so dairy, chicken is the protein in the meat,
right.
And then potatoes, done.
Okay.
I got it.
As long as you believe that's real chicken and real cheese, we'll just go with that.
Listen, the bag says it's made with real white meat chicken.
Okay, we'll just go with that.
Yeah, we got to go with it.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think it's real, but...
Listen, you look healthy.
Thank you.
It's really all that matters.
That's all that matters. So. That's why I go to the gym, so I can eat dinosaur chicken nuggets and Cheez-Its.
You know, we were eating... I don't know where I was. I was hanging out with some high school kids. But anyway...
That's cool.
all right, it sounds...
Know what I love about high school?
No,
girls.
Wait, not in I a just, bad way. It was no, young life. Come
yeah,
on,
sure,
but anyway.
Sure, I just kid.
It was funny. I don't know why they had animal cookies, but the question was posed, would animal cookies really be that good if they weren't in the shape of an animal?
No.
It wouldn't.
No way.
Because they're not overly great anyway.
No, they're not. The frosted ones are really good.
Oh,
but of course, if you put frosting on anything, it's going to taste good.
Pretty much.
Pop-Tarts. A Pop-Tart with that. If you eat Pop-Tarts, I'm saying this now, and what time is it? It is 10:20.
Don't.
I am telling you right now that if you eat Pop-Tarts without frosting on it, I don't want to be your friend. Because that's blasphemous. That's just you eating just plain bread with jelly in it. Like, you got to have the frosting on it. That's the way it is.
I mean, you feel pretty passionate about that.
I am.
Okay.
I'm passionate about my dietary foods, my healthy dietary lifestyle.
Oh, this podcast does not support his. No, I'm just.
Just no, we do not support his beliefs. Yeah,
or yes,
this is of the artist's perspective.
Wait, there had to be, yeah, something like that. God, now I got to hire a lawyer and all kinds of stuff.
That's right. Yep.
Oh, that's fun, man. Well, I'm excited because the last song you sang here was
Seeing
amazing.
Stars, right? Seeing Stars. Seeing Stars. Yeah,
and it was awesome.
Thank you.
So I'm excited to hear what you've got on tap for us today.
All right.
So if you could like set it up, tell us about it. One of your favorites.
What am I going to play? All right. I'll play a song. Let me grab my guitar here. I will play a song. I call this my brownie point song. And the reason I say that is because I wrote this about a girl and a very beautiful lady.
Mm.
And it's really kind of a dedication to all the girls out there that... they find something wrong with their appearance when they look in a mirror. And truth be told, if you're a guy or even if you're a woman and you love that other person, that everything is all right.
Mm.
It's all right. And that's, so the name of this song is All Right With Me. And, it is my brownie point song. And, yeah, it's a cute song.
So, I'm intrigued.
All right, here we go. Oh man. All right, here we go. She hates the way she freckles when it's sunny. Says she ain't got the legs for some cut-off jeans. Can't stand the way she laughs when something's funny, but it's all right with me.
She thinks her hair is never working for no reason. And even when she's picture perfect, she disagrees. So many things she says I just can't even, but they're all alright with me. There ain't a thing that she don't like about her that I ain't already falling for. And every time she finds an imperfection, it only makes me want her more. Every morning all she's gotta do is wake up, and she could grace the cover of a magazine. She don't even really like wearing makeup, and that's all alright with me. She don't like about her that I ain't already falling for. And every time she finds an imperfection, it only makes me want her more. I know there's lots of things that drive you crazy, but throw away that list of insecurities. 'Cause there ain't a thing about you that I don't love, baby. You're all alright with me. Yeah, there ain't a thing about you that I don't love, baby. Yeah, you're all alright. I say you're all alright with me.
I mean, you got brownie points with me on
Bro,
that.
Oh, all right. Brownie points.
That is an awesome song. And I know you weren't singing about me or guys in general, but that was awesome.
Thanks, man.
I can see why you call it brownie points.
It's brownie points song.
It's a great song. And I think, all joking aside, I mean, let's face it. Like, I hate this, but we do kind of live in a day and age where we're looking at everybody else and saying, well, I am not, I don't have, I should be. And,
yeah, amen.
And man, if that's not just a reminder to go, hey, you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
Just like you are.
Just like you are.
And hey, guys need to hear that too, even if they don't want to admit it.
Sure.
It's I think it's a people thing. So
yeah,
that's
man.
An awesome
people
song.
People gotta stop comparing themselves to other people. Just be you.
Be you. Hey, we talked about, just own it.
Own it. Own it. Be you.
Whatever it is, own it.
Whatever. It's,
God, there's the secret right there.
There it is.
Just my next podcast will be called Own It.
Own It. With Donald Jenkins.
There's so many ideas here.
Yeah, man. So what are we doing? We're feeding poor,
right?
Starving artists.
That's right.
We are providing positive, uplifting image consulting. What else are we doing?
Well, you missed one there. You were providing diet plans.
Diet plans. That's right. Correct. Chicken nuggets and tater tots.
Yeah, not real sure. Go ahead. And now we are really.
What is money? What with Donald Jenkins.
The finance,
yep, the
financial
finance. Yeah, we're
advice,
covering all bases.
And really the last one, we could probably just call it like creating confidence.
Yeah.
Just own it.
Just own it. Yeah.
Be secure. You know what? You and I might need to go into business together.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, this is some good stuff we got going on here.
Well, I'm not a songwriter. I am full of content. I just have never been a songwriter. Sure. So
you just got to keep talking.
That's all I do.
Hence the podcast.
Hence the podcast. You know, some people sit around and go, I don't really know what it is for me. It's like, you know, and I've heard this before. I was there where it was like, well, I mean, is the rest of my life just supposed to be business or sales or whatever? And I'm like, is this it? You know?
Yeah.
And this sounds funny, but it's a true story. It was like, well, all right, so what am I fulfilled in doing? What am I really good at doing? Or what do I feel most alive doing? And I was like, I really like to talk.
Yeah.
And it sounds very simple, but it goes, how do I make a living talking? It was like that simple. Sure. And so, you know what? I literally found a way to build a speaking platform. I speak, and now a podcast. And it's like, hey, I know I talk too much, but I found something to do.
Found something to do with it.
That's it.
Now I have a reason to talk.
Hey,
before it was talking to talk, and now it's talking to be heard.
That's right. And I get to meet cool people like yourself and build relationships and find other people that like to talk.
There you go.
So.
Well, you found a person who likes to talk in me. All my friends will tell you that. That's another thing. If you really know me, you know that I talk a lot and I'm loud. Mm. I'm loud, especially when I get excited. I get really, really loud about stuff.
Well, you're passionate.
That's what I try to be. Try to live life with passion.
Okay. Well, maybe you and I should... We're going to have to hang out in doses then, because we never get anything done.
Yeah, we'll probably piss off a lot of people. Like, just, oh my God.
Will you just shut up?
Will you just be quiet for like 2 seconds? I'm so tired of this.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Chris, thanks again for coming in, man.
Thank you for having me,
Always a pleasure.
Whenever I'm free, if you want to bring me in here, I'm more than happy to be here.
Well, and even if you're not free, I have a feeling that if I just send you a bunch of Cheez-Its, that I could bribe you to get you here.
Yeah, you probably could.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, man.
Of course, brother.
See ya.
Later.